Thank you. A year of increase from seed to harvest. Amen. Elevate. And it's interesting because one of the things that we've learned throughout Scripture is that God has a particular pattern of events that He allows in all of our lives to elevate us. Many times you don't think that what you're doing or what you're going through is getting you closer to your goal, but you have to understand that it's part of the process. And our idea this year and our theme this year is increase. For the last 3 weeks, I talked to you about the obstacles. It makes sense to me that before God can elevate you, He has to prepare you for the obstacles. Because oftentimes what we don't realize is that for every level, there's a different devil. For every level, there's a different level of opposition that you will face. And so it's important that when you understand where you came from and where you're going, you never forget the mission at hand. What does that mean, Pastor? It means that God has to take you through the valley, get you to pass the test, so that He can move you to the next level. The thing about a year of increase is this: a year of increase has brought prosperity for Isaac. A year of increase has brought passion, but it's also brought pain. It's brought problems, and now it's moving to promotion. Come on, help me, somebody. Even when you think it's over, it's not over yet. When God is on your side, you don't become bitter, you become better. You don't behave badly just because you see stuff going a certain kind of way. Do I have anybody? But what you do is you keep your composure and you understand that what God has for me is for me. What the devil wants you to do is quit before you even get there. Nobody said it would be easy, right? Nobody promised it would be easy, but guess what? Sometimes because of our dangerous assumptions, we forget, amen, that God, come on, help me somebody, that God is the one who will move you from this zip code to this zip code. He'll elevate you from this tax bracket to the next tax bracket. I don't know about you, but I'm going higher this year. I'm moving from where I am, hallelujah, to a better place. But in the process, what we have to understand that elevation does not mean that it's going to come without opposition. And so we talked about obstacles. And so Isaac, think about Isaac for a minute. Isaac had to start over. Some of us, that's our fear. Our fear right now is that you got to start over. But here's what I want to say to you. You got to trust God and believe that your start over is just the beginning of your elevation. Are you with me? Don't be afraid to step in places that you've never been before. So imagine this. Imagine the text says that Isaac became rich, richer, and then wealthy. And then it says he faced opposition. And in that opposition, watch this, he had to go from the mountaintop to the valley. I'm going somewhere. You see, you can't appreciate the mountaintop if you haven't been in the valley. And then you can't appreciate the mountaintop again unless you go through that valley. I believe a lot of us are camping in the valley. I believe that many of us have become comfortable in the valley. Oh, it's just around the corner. I ain't got to go far. And God is saying, I'm trying to move you from where you are to where I want you to be. But you got to come out of your comfort zone so that I can elevate you to where you need to be. And so I encourage you to stay the course. Here he is, Isaac, never thought that he had to move again. But here he is in the valley. Last week I showed you, he dug one well. They argued over it. He dug another well. They argued over it. He finally got a place, and the Lord made what? The Bible says the Lord made room for him. Aren't you glad? That after, but watch this. You got to understand, don't get so happy. Watch this. After he makes room for you, it does not mean you're stopping there. God will make a room for you in temporary places because he's going to take care of you anyhow. I don't know why we struggle with that. I don't know why we don't believe in what the scripture says in Matthew chapter 6, that if you seek first his kingdom and righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. You and I have to trust and believe. But just because God made room for you doesn't mean you stop. And that's what I believe. I don't think it's quitting time. I don't think it's stopping time. I think it's time for us to dream a little bit more. I think it's time for us to reach for something higher. Reach for something harder than what you can accomplish, and you will see that it's God on your side. Are you with me? And so in order to elevate, we have to identify some things. And so we're going to identify a few things here in the scripture. Look what it says next. The text says here in verse 23, it says, then he went up. And I'm gonna bless you with something. Watch, I'm gonna bless you with this. Watch this. He went up from there. And that's all I want to. He just went up from there. We're gonna deal with the next part here in a minute. So the first thing you gotta do is this. We have to know when to what? All right, let me help somebody right quick, okay? Boo, it's time to leave. It's time to leave that valley. I know the Lord made some room for you, and you're living good, but you're not living great. I know you got some wins in the valley. You know, in the valley, sometimes you don't get wins in this, but in that valley, you got some wins. Because the name of that valley is the Lord made room for me. But just because the Lord made room for you there doesn't mean that's your stopping point. Because, can I say this to you? You can't survive the rainy seasons. The text says he went, Now here's the thing, and here's what I know. I know this for a fact, that if you stay too long in the valley, you're going to get flooded out. You're going to get washed out. As a matter of fact, you may even drown in the valley. But what God is telling us in this passage is that don't look at the blessings in the valley. Remember, there's still a mountain to climb. I wish I had a few people. And I believe that, watch this, he dug, and the text says in the context, he dug, and he struck. But watch this, it was just temporary. And I want to say to somebody here today, you just got to know that there's other levels to this blessed life. And when you're talking about increase, God says, I have more in store for you than you can even imagine. I know it sounds good coming from my mouth, but you got to put it in your heart. And until it gets in your heart, you're going to stay right there where you are. Do I have anybody here this morning that ready to elevate? And I'm talking about, you're ready to get to the top. You're tired of being at the bottom. You're tired of being average. Now, I know you're blessed and highly favored. That's for Mary. But what I'm saying to you is this. There comes a time when you have to see that God is ready to move you higher. Do I have anybody? Look what the text says. The text says, now Then he went up from there to Bathsheba. Now, let me explain to you about Bathsheba real quick. Now, imagine this. Isaac was digging wells in the valley. Oh, I'm about to paint this picture. Watch this. Those wells were dug by his father. Watch this. In the valley. But Bathsheba is a different place. Bathsheba is where he made the oath with Abimelech. Watch this. Watch this. And there were seven wells there where there were two wells here. Oh, I wish I had somebody. In other words, God knew that Isaac would have to go through that valley. God knew you had to go through that valley. And you thought you couldn't make it by yourself. You were a single mother. You were raising those kids. Come on, somebody. And guess what? You had to go through that valley, but God is trying to move you to completion. The number seven is completion. The place of Bathsheba is a place of blessings where it will overflow in your life. What's the next point? In other words, what I'm trying to say is this. We have to recognize when we get to the top. Some of us don't even know when we get there. Because look, the valley and the top almost look alike, but there's a difference. There's a difference. There's more. And watch this. If you are comfortable with two, just imagine when you get more. And so it's real important that you watch for this. Watch this. And watch this. Imagine this. Isaac had lost everything. But on the other side of his loss, there was completion. On the other side of his loss, there was gain. And I want to tell you something. A child of God can always start over. A child of God, watch this, will always prosper. A child of God, come on and help me somebody. They thought they could ruin you. But God says, I'm moving you higher. And where I'm going to place you, you're going to have an abundance to choose from. God moved them from the valley to a place of completion. I'm trying to help somebody. I'm trying to help you to see something. My God will supply all my needs according to his riches and glory. So what you worried about? Why are you holding back? When God says all you got to do is pay attention and know the timing. Timing is important. Because if you stay too long in the valley, you'll miss your mountaintop opportunity. Imagine, he was wealthy. He lost everything, became wealthy again. No, he didn't become wealthy in the valley. He was sustained in the valley. And then God moved him to the, tell your neighbor, the top. Tell your neighbor, we're getting going to the top. Tell your neighbor, increase. Tell your neighbor, elevate. Tell your neighbor, I don't know about you. Now, come on, you got to tell him, I don't know about you. But I know about me. I'm going to the top. I'm going to say it one more time. I'm going to the top where there will be wells full of water. I wish I had somebody. And that well starts in me with Jesus Christ, where he will satisfy your spiritual thirst before he satisfies your physical needs. Check this out. God wants to bless you, but you got to be spiritual in the process. Because watch this, if you're not spiritual, you can't handle wealth. Because you think it's yours. And so, the text says he went up there. I got one more point, 18 minutes and 7 seconds. Watch this. And the text says, now the Lord... what? Appeared to him the same night. Oh, aren't you glad? that he ain't got a, God is not on your timetable. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy, tell your neighbor, he's going to meet me in the same night. See, watch this, watch this. You, at nighttime, you can't see the well. You need faith. I wish I had somebody. And I imagine, watch this, here's what I imagine in my sanctified imagination. The reason God had to show up right on time for Isaac, because Isaac in his sanctified mind is thinking, man, here I go again. I got to start over. Here I go again. I got to buy new furniture. Here I go again. I got to get a new car. Here I go again. I got to do this. Here I go again. I got to do that. But let me help you with something. Every start over is a step up closer to your destiny. Don't you ever quit. Don't you ever get discouraged. The God we serve is not unfair as to hold back from you what he wants to give you. Are you with me? So what's the next point? What's that next point? Oh, Lord. We have to what? See, if you don't recognize his presence at the top, you're going to think it's somebody else blessing you. You're going to give credit to somebody else. The devil can't bless you like God can bless you. And the devil can bless you. But that ain't a blessing, that's a distraction. Come on, let me help you right quick. But when you get to the top, make sure that you recognize God's presence. How did he hear and how did he know it was God's presence? Because Isaac was familiar already with God. Do I have anybody? Now watch this. The Lord appeared at night. Why? Because the things at the top can distract you from the one who blessed you. So don't get too happy. Stay level. Stay level-headed. Oh, I can feel it. I keep telling you every week. I see it. I already see it happening. And what I see happening is God elevating you to places, moving you to different situations in your life where you are winning again. Anybody here need a win? Come on, I mean, you need a win, y'all. I'm talking about you really need a win right now. Okay, and I'm not just talking about in money. I'm talking about in peace. I'm talking about your house is a mess. I'm talking about at home. Yeah, it's real rough at home. But can I help you with something? Even at home, God can elevate you. Even at home, God can change things. God can move you from one place to the next because he's God. But when you get there, learn to know who's there with you. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? So when folk come to threaten your destiny, you got to know who's with you. You ain't got to fight back. You ain't got to cuss. You ain't got to trip. All you got to do is say, God, you are with me. And because God is with me, who can stand against me? And when God is on your side, though they slay me, woo, yet will I trust him. Listen, hate is going to come. But what you got to get ready for is that you don't have to deal with your haters. Why? Because you're on another level. And when you get to that level, you ain't got to go back and forth. That stuff is old. That stuff is cheap. What you got to realize is if you stand still and know that God will fight your battles, that's all you got to do. Because let me tell you something. You know what I realize about people? They ain't accustomed to the top. This is why I'm preparing you for the top. By December 31st, y'all gonna be on the top. I'm putting a time frame on it. As a matter of fact, it could happen tomorrow. As a matter of fact, it could happen the moment you walk out this door today. As a matter of fact, forget that, it's happening right now. See, there's no limits to God. And when we're talking about top, I'm talking about changing the way we think. Because when you get there, you can't be penny pinching. Talking about you on a budget. I ain't said nothing funny today. Come on, man. I already told you it's a heart-hand connection. All right, when it's a heart-hand connection, watch this. When you get to the top and God said, I got 7 wells for you. And let me say this. Why are you stuffing up your own wells? Why are you stopping the flow? Because your mind can't take you there. Oh, come on, help me, Deke. All right? Yeah. Can I say this to you? You know why he recognized God's presence? You know why God appeared to him? Because he is the God of increase. When you go into those boardrooms, when you go into those places, come on, somebody, and you feel like you can't, you got to understand that God can. Okay, there's nothing that you cannot accomplish. I'm going to say it one more time. There's nothing that you cannot accomplish with God. With God's presence, all things are possible. Lord, just show up right now, Lord. Show up right now, Lord. Show up in my situation right now. I have some doubts. I have some hesitations. But please show up. Give me the assurance of your presence so that when I step out, I know. But when I elevate, I know. Watch this.
I got one point. We're going to sit down now. Hold on. Look
what God had to do. If you look at this statement, that God, this one statement right here. Look at the scripture. Look what he says. He says, first of all, he reminded Isaac of a few things. Number one, he says, I am. Let's just stop right there. This I am word goes all the way back to Moses. When they ask who brought you out, I am. Do I have anybody? And what I'm trying to say, the word I am is a powerful name for God. God says, I am the God, not the little G God, but the big God, the God of your father, Abraham, parents, pass the legacy on. Let them know it wasn't because you were so smart that you got there. It wasn't because you got whatever you got. It was because God, see, Abraham gave credit to God. Abraham told Isaac it was God. Come on and help me, somebody. May I ask you a question? Who are you giving credit to for everything that's happening in your life? It was God that did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. Who did it? God did it. And because God did it, I'm going to tell somebody. No, it wasn't cutting poo. It wasn't the life insurance. It wasn't the inheritance. No, it was God that did it. I am the God. I am the God of your father, Abraham. Here's what I want you to do. Because you know what you know about what I did for your daddy there. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to not fear anything. Fear will paralyze you and keep you in the valley. He says, fear not nothing. Do not fear. Why? For I am, I'm going to say one more time, I am with you. Aren't you glad? Aren't you glad? You're not alone. You're not alone. They lied on you. They talked about you. They tried to pull you down. But I am was with you. He defended you. He held you up. He promoted you. He moved you past what they said you would be. Thank you, Jesus, that the I Am is always with you. He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning. He's the end. He says, I'm with you. Not only am I with you, keep reading the text. I will bless you. I'm going to say it one more time. I will bless you. Can I ask you a question? Who's blessing you? The Lord's blessing me. I'm going to say it one more time. The Lord is blessing me. Can I ask you a question? Who's blessing you? Who's blessing you? Who's blessing you? Who's blessed you all these years? You've been walking with Jesus for a long time. Come on and help me, somebody. Who's been blessing you? The Lord's been blessing you. You got to tell somebody. It wasn't Pookie them. It wasn't nobody. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but Jesus. Nobody but the Lord. He's with us. He's walking with us. He's blessing you. And he's going to keep blessing you. All blessings come from him. And then he says, not only will I bless you, oh, you better get ready for increase. I'm going to multiply. I said I'm going to multiply. That sounds like increase. Tell your neighbor increase. Tell your neighbor increase. This is a promise on another level. This is a promise for those at the top. Bottom feeders can't get this. Top level people can get this. Here's what I'm trying to tell you. It's going to require faith and faithfulness when you get to the top. Never forget, you'll never run out of money. You'll never run out of wealth. You'll never run out of resources. You'll never run out. I haven't seen a Christian before, an obedient Christian, a next level Christian, run out of anything. You'll buy stuff. You'll own stuff for his glory. Not for you, but for his glory. And the closer you get to the top, you better watch out for the crabs at the bottom, because they're going to try to pull you down. But you got to let them know, I'm going somewhere. And where I'm going, the Lord is going to put me there. Nobody can put their name on your blessings. Why? Because God's the one that got you there. Give him a hand clap of praise. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Tell him thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I didn't know how I was going to make it. I didn't know how. I stopped asking how, and I know who. Who was in control? Who brought me this far? Who is going to keep me? Who is going to sustain me? Who is going to bring me through? Jesus. Jesus is his name. I say it one more time. Jesus is his name. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Woke you up this morning. Start you on your way. Put food on your table. Clothes on your back. When they thought you was done, God elevated you. He moved you to the top. You belong at the top. You belong there. And the only thing that's going to keep you there is the Lord. I'm with you. 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 Fear not. I'm going to multiply you. I'm going to multiply you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. A year of increase. A year of increase. Elevate. Elevate. We're going to the top. And this is why you have to stop focusing on the non-essentials. People who try to pull you down. You give an idea, they give you an excuse. As a matter of fact, why are you so sensitive anyways? Get that stuff off your shoulder. Words are words. But when you know who's with you, oh Lord, I thank you for giving me the assurance. What was that last point again? Yeah. See, sometimes you don't wait for confirmation, you run ahead of God. Here's how I know it's God. I got confirmation. Here's how you know you have God's presence. You ready? You have a peace about you that nobody can take from you. You have an assurance of your salvation, and you know, what can you really do to me? God's presence is special. And let me give you something real deep, but yet so simple. Some of you can drown in this. You already have his presence. Holy Spirit is in you. But if you keep living in the flesh and you keep grieving him and you're not consistent, that's why you don't sense his presence. That's why you step out and do things and regret it later. When you're filled with the Holy Spirit, you'll never lose the Spirit, ever. Sealed until the day of redemption. So quit letting those people tell you about you ain't saved and all this other stuff they be talking about, because they're looking at your actions right now in the flesh. But I'm talking about going to the top. Top people don't argue with people at the bottom. That's why you got managers. Let me say it one more time. Top people don't argue with people at the bottom. That's why you have managers. They handle that stuff at the bottom. Because God has already elevated you. You're right here. Stop coming down to the level of your opposition. Nehemiah. They said, yeah, meet us out here in the field. He's like, man, please. He says, I'm doing a good work, and I cannot come down. I want to say to somebody here today, this is your year. Listen, and let me say this. I believe that stuff so bad that I'm claiming it myself. So here's what I understand. Somebody gonna get elevated this year, and I want to be in on that. You know what stops us? Soon as I give the benediction, and you go back into the natural. Let it linger in you. Today, go for at least an hour. Listen to the sermon again. Just stay in the spirit for at least 6 more hours after you leave here. Don't go back to the mess what you just left. Whatever situations you got going on in life, leave here and then watch where your mind takes you. Watch where the Spirit of God takes you. A man and his dad was observing a dog chasing his own tail. The man and his father were so puzzled. They were like, they noticed, like, man, why is it the dog keep chasing his tail? And they watched and they watched, and the more he chased his tail, the more frustrated and exhausted the dog became. What turned from an entertainment became serious business to the dog. But he couldn't understand why. He said, Dad, why does the dog keep running in circles chasing his own tail? His dad said this. You ready? Son, he's chasing what he already has. His problem is he just don't know it yet. Oh, Lord. How many times as believers, we're chasing something Jesus has already promised you in his word. We already have what we need, we just don't know it. So you chasing your tail. And you already got it. What has God promised you? Watch this. That you say you're waiting on, and God says, I already gave it to you. I already gave it to you. And so if you're here today,